producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I'm your host today for the first hour, anyway, pitch hitting for the big man himself, Scott Hannon, who is out. I am Leon Francis. I'm the host of the 2 to 5 program with the Common Sense Club. But I like what's on your mind, because I am allowed to sit here in early morning drive time to find out what the folks are thinking about, what's on their hearts and their minds early this Tuesday morning. So that's what I want to know. I want to know what is on your mind. Later on, in the very next segment, we're going to have Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, the Golden Girls, to discuss the news of the day. And I want to ask them about the recent Supreme Court rulings, a couple of them that have gone decidedly, with a couple of caveats, decidedly to the right. In my opinion, they ruled correctly, you know, and the most recent examples of that, we have the Supreme Court ruling on the contraceptives, and you have Burwell versus Hobby Lobby. They rule 5-4. I think that's still a scary, scary thought, in my opinion. 5-4. We should have done better than that. But fact of the matter is, they ruled in Hobby Lobby's favor and upheld religious freedoms. Another one I want to ask them about is the Harris versus Quinn, and that is the basically the SEIU case against, you know, those folks that did not want to be represented by this union and didn't want to pay the fees. I want to see their opinion of that. Blanquita and Ellen. Scott will be here for hour two. So do not despair. again, this is what's on your mind. Current temperatures here. I mean, and this morning it's kind of dreary. It's more London-esque than American, in my opinion. I feel like I'm in a Dickens novel this morning. It's that rainy and dreary out. And it's only 57 degrees here in Fargo. Out there in Williston, it's about 55 degrees, so it's not a whole lot better out there. But we still plug on. We plug on. Let me see. Lots of news in today. Did you hear that Obama says that he is going to bypass Congress to fix immigration? Did you hear that? I want to know how you feel about that. He's going to bypass Congress? Hasn't he done enough? I wonder, and I'm a Southern boy. I'm from Louisiana originally. Bobby Jindal tweeted out yesterday, and it's tongue in cheek, but you have to ask how accurate he may be. He tweeted out yesterday, right now, especially after the Supreme Court rulings, he said, right now, Obama is Googling whether or not his executive orders can trump a Supreme Court ruling. Hashtag laugh out loud, or I can fix that with my pen and my phone. And that seems to be the governing mindset of our president. Is that, you know, if things don't go his way, he can just executive order that thing. And I don't agree with him on that. Besides Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum, we also have Allison Howard of Concerned Women for America, and then she's going to analyze the Supreme Court decision to reject the contraceptive mandates for some companies. And I'm going to rephrase that. What I believe happened is that the court upheld religious freedoms. And that's just my opinion. I want yours, 855-200-1776. And we will get Ellen's, Blanquita, and Allison's. We're going to get their opinions this morning on that topic. So, but as always, I want to defer to the folks who are closest here in the heartland. So, you know, if you have an opinion on any of those Supreme Court rulings, call in 855-200-1776, extension 2. At 9, around 9:30, we're going to have the University of Mary president, James Patrick Shea, on current happenings at the university, specifically in academics. And we're also going to have the North Dakota House Majority Leader Al Carlson on about the North Dakota university system asking for large increases in funding and the Board of Higher Chancellor canceling extensive reviews of university president. And if you tuned in yesterday, I had Rob Port on and we were talking about exactly that on, the 2 to 5, the Common Sense Club. And yeah, I find that very, very interesting. The fact that, you know, they would cancel these reviews, yet they're jet setting around on that private jet like it's nobody's business. And one of the reasons that they gave for canceling these reviews is it's kind of expensive. And then again, I'd have to point to the cost incurred by jet setting around on that private jet there. Shay. Okay. You know how I am with names, man. It's okay. Monsignor Shay. Monsignor Shay. My apologies. So, University of Mary President Monsignor James Patrick Shay on current happenings at the university. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Don't want to get names wrong. That's not a good thing. Did you hear that AAA said gas prices will swell to a 6-year high? Especially, I mean, we got the fourth coming up right now. We don't need high gas prices, but there you go. They are, they're going to be at a 6-year high. So, I want to know how you feel about that. Right now, I'm looking, I'm looking at the Fox News right now, and you got all of the fruits and the nuts and with their signs up. And I made mention of this yesterday. You have all these folks out there protesting about the Supreme Court. You even had Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. Even the White House weighed in on it. My opinion is they're trying to sway the public opinion, which is never a good thing, especially when you're thinking about the Supreme Court. You don't want their opinion to be directed by public opinion. You want it to be directed by the original intent of our Constitution. And I said this yesterday, you don't want the Supreme Court to sway left or sway right. You want it to go right down the intent of our Constitution and whether or not something passed its constitutional muster. Because it is the supreme law of the land. You don't want that swayed by public opinion in any way. And that's on the left or the right. I should not be able to sway. You know, I'm a conservative. But there's no way I would want the Supreme Court to, you know, take their direction from me. It should, because I know that if that's the case, all the other side has to do is, you know, load the Supreme Court up with left-leaning activists, and then, you know, right before an important hearing or an important decision, you know, they turn on the news, see what the public opinion is, and they rule accordingly. You don't want that going on in a representative republic, especially not a constitutional system like we have here. Anyway, that's my 2 cent worth. We're going to get our Ellen Ratner's and Blankita Cullum's point of view on that in the very next segment. And hopefully I hear your point of view, because that's the only one that matters, if you ask me. This is, you know, listener-driven media right here. It's not like social media. You know, you could get a ton of folks in there, and they put their little tiny sound bites in. I want to know what's on your mind. And I think that's the whole point of this show, is to find out, you know, what are North Dakotans and the Western Minnesotans, what are they thinking? What's on their mind? How do you feel about certain things? Like, the ACLU and the, well, they have for a while, but in this fight about the voter ID, that's something else I want to touch on. But on the other side of the break, we'll come right back with Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum right after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Story out of the Fargo Forum, the Inforum, that we have to touch on later on in this hour. We have got to. But right now, I have, one half, one half of the Golden Girls. Blanquita Cullums is on with me today. How you doing, Blanquita?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I really, really wanted to get Ellen's opinion on the Supreme Court decision yesterday upholding the religious freedoms of the Hobby Lobby, but that's disappointing. I believe you and I spoke about it yesterday, so I think I know what your opinion is. But if you want to, could you give us the Cliff Notes version of what you thought about that opinion?
I thought it was really interesting how it is being, I think it's interesting how it's being, the spin on it, because it is not limiting women's ability to get contraception. It is stopping women from being able to get an abortion-causing pill or pills, four different cases, that basically is like, you know, something that this company has determined they can't support. Now, they're not saying they're
right.
not supporting a person's right to be able to not have a child, but they just don't support killing fertilized, baby. I mean, you know, a fetus. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, that was a really awesome thing. I mean, people have to have some principles here. And people, but on the other hand, you know, women and men have the right to protest. My concern is just getting the facts right. And for all these women in the National Organization of Women who are screaming about this, I really think that they're using this as a cause to love for themselves, because they haven't done much for women. I mean, when really, they haven't done a whole heck of a lot for women. And I'm not even talking about the women that would be killed in an abortion. I'm talking about women who have been abused or preyed upon, that may have come from a conservative perspective. The line is drawn. They look at the political party of a woman if she has a harassment issue, and they just keep their mouth shut. I mean, I've seen that here in Washington, D.C., when there's been a question, even going back to the Clinton administration, and I become very offended at that, because you're either going to be an organization that does support women. I mean, I'd have more confidence in them and believe them if they had taken an unbiased, nonpartisan opinion on women's issues from the get-go. And they don't.
Right. And see, I'm of that same mind. And when we think about this decision and the fact that there were, I think, 14 other contraceptive measures that Hobby Lobby had no problem with, it was only the abortion-inducing contraceptives that they could not get behind. And I applaud them for that. But those gals out there holding your signs, I guarantee you they have no clue about that. They
do, I think, to a degree, but they really, like they say, in many cases, if they're from the National Organization of Women, they have to have a bully pulpit right now. I don't give them a lot of respect, because in so many cases they didn't get out, and I didn't see the National Organization of Women getting upset about the woman who was a Christian in Sudan that was going to be beaten and executed.
Right.
I don't see them taking up the cases of a lot of issues that are real violations of women and children, and they are selectively indignant. And it, to me, that's phony. I mean, it really ticks me off. Either you're going to be for real issues for women, or you're not. And if you're not, then you know, don't try to pass off as being an organization that is really pro-woman. You know, years ago, I when MS Magazine was in its you know, big heyday, they interviewed me, okay, and they were prepared to really do a hatchet job on me, but they couldn't, because it was hard for them. They didn't like the fact that I was a conservative, but I was a female head of household, single mother raising two children, and they had a very difficult time. They said they, you know, the comment was that they liked me except for my political point of view. So the fact of the matter is, you know, politics plays a big part in this. it's more about politics than it is about women.
Yeah. And I agree. I'm sitting here thinking, how many times that Sarah Palin was just treated disrespectfully in the media. I don't remember any of those on a woman's group.
Yeah, but I mean, look, I'll even tell you, Sarah Palin, you know, when you're getting out there and you're taking on a position of trying to be a vice president, and they go after your family, it's pretty rough, okay? But she,
yeah.
But I'm talking about other women who have been victimized, who didn't deserve it. Kathleen
yeah.
Willey, you know, some of those women that were victimized, that they didn't have the decency to stand up and say, wait a minute, and condemn it. You know, if
yeah.
you can't do that, if you, you know, then what you become is the National Organization of Doormats, okay? They are the ultimate doormats. And it
I can't
really
say
kicks
that.
Me off because
yeah.
I'm an independent woman. And I don't appreciate it.
Okay, and we only have a couple minutes, but I did want to get your opinion on the Harris versus Quinn, certain government-funded employees, in this case home care workers, paid through Medicaid, cannot be required to pay fees to the public sector unions. How do you feel about that ruling? And my opinion is, you know, this is a no-brainer. I mean, and again, I agree with Alito. He says if we accept Illinois' argument, we would approve an unprecedented violation of the bedrock principle that, except perhaps in the rarest of circumstances, no person in this country may be compelled to subsidize speech by a third party that he or she does not wish to support.
Well, that's common sense, isn't it?
That's what I say.
I mean, it's common sense. And, you know, if you want to join a union, join a union. If you don't want to join a union, don't join a union. If you shouldn't have to pay dues, you know, even if you're, you know, the most basic idea. If you're not a member of the Boy Scouts and you're a kid in school, why should you have to pay to the Boy Scouts? I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, it's a union. And again, I am hoping that through all of this, maybe people will have more of an interest in finding out what are states' rights. And what are federal rights? Well, you know,
right.
A lot of, if Illinois had left it alone, they may have been more successful if they kept it at a state's rights issue, but they didn't. So now they've shot themselves in the foot, and well deservedly, because what they were trying to do was inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that you make a really good point. I think we all need to research closer, better states' rights versus federal. And you're right. They shot themselves in the foot. That's common sense from Blanquita Cullum. I love speaking with you guys. Wish Ellen was on, but there you go. Thank you, Blanquita.
Take care, dear. We'll be talking tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll be right back with Concern Women for America and their take on the Supreme Court ruling right after this.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing. Folks, it's here in Stanley, North Dakota, and I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store, just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here, and it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I think this weather is affecting my, I'm waiting for my coffee, the caffeine to kick in, but I think this weather is affecting my mood. Anyway, moving right along on what's on your mind, 855-217-76, extension 2, if you want to join us live on air and ask me a question, or you can ask Allison Howard of Concerned Women for America a question, because we are going to have a discussion about the Supreme Court decision to reject contraceptive mandates for some countries, and I mean for some companies, and I like to rephrase that. I think that they upheld the religious liberties of Hobby Lobby and other closely held companies, but that's just my nutty opinion. Ms. Howard, how are you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Finally, I can say it's a good day in Washington.
It's been a while, huh? I feel a little bit like Michelle did for the first time in my adult. No, I'm not going down that road. But yeah, I totally get it. It's a good day in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So, your thoughts on or concern women for America? Your thoughts on this win for religious liberties?
Well, yesterday was going to be a monumental day, no matter how the Supreme Court ruled. We have been standing with the Green family and the Han family from the very beginning. They've taken up a contention with 4 of the 20 drugs that are mandated under the Health and Human Services mandate that all companies cover. These 4 drugs are abortifacients, abortion-inducing drugs, life-destroying drugs, and because they are people, say, Christian business owners, they felt that it was going against their deepest held convictions to be paying for these drugs for their employees. So they went all the way to the Supreme Court. And thankfully, yesterday, the Supreme Court upheld their First Amendment right to have freedom of religion in this country. And they said that that doesn't stop when you enter the free market. You don't give up and you don't have to give up your deeply held convictions when you open a company here.
Absolutely. And see, that's the underlying sentiment. And with me, I am, this is a win, but the fact that it was a 5-4, it kind of concerns me. I mean, it should be a no-brainer, in my opinion. And I was speaking with Blanquita earlier, and I said that, you know, when I'm looking at those protesters out there, I wonder how many of them know that they, Hobby Lobby wasn't saying, you know, we're not paying for any of this stuff. It's like you said, four out of the 20 they had objections to. And then you get, you know, all of these folks that are all wee-weed up, including the White House and Clinton and Obama and all those folks. They're just all, you know, going nuts over this decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's easier, right, to talk to women about free birth control and free abortion than it is to talk to them about what their policies have done to our jobs, to our families, to our pocketbooks, and what their regulation of the healthcare industry has done to the quality and the access that we have. That is something I think people are wising up to, and women particularly. It's to be pandered to on these two issues continually. But because it was a 5-4 decision, as you pointed out so well, and last week we saw some unanimous decisions, which are great, all that says to me as a citizen is that the debate rages on and that we don't give up the fight. Yes, this was a win at the Supreme Court, but we must be making the argument to each other and pushing the message, particularly to young people, that it is more important to have freedom than it is to have anything so-called free. It is more important that you live in a country that upholds conscience and conviction than it is that you live in a country that provides you contraception. And that's what the Supreme Court thankfully ruled yesterday, but we've got to continue to make that message.
And I want to go back to, you said it is better to live in a country where you are free than to get things that are free. Can you say that again? I got to remember that. That is brilliant.
I was saying that it's better for us to live in a country that is free than it is to live in a country that gives you free things. And it's better to live in a country that values conscience and conviction than it is to live in a country that values contraception over those things.
That is brilliant. And I agree that the debate rages on. One thing that I don't like is the way that I'm seeing in the media, and this is almost across the board. I think that our media is attempting to and having pretty good success at painting a narrative that most Americans want, you know, this whole free contraceptive thing. They're moving so far away from, you know, personal responsibility. I mean, that is just, you never even hear about that anymore. And I think they're trying to influence the Supreme Court justices and, you know, given the perception that the majority of the country wants them to rule a certain way. That is the scary thing for me, the influence that I see that our media the influence that our media has on not only the populace, but possibly on the Supreme Court. 5-4. I mean, my God. Does that concern you?
Yeah. Well, it's lazy journalism that you've seen the last 2 days on a lot of networks to say that this is an attack on birth control. Guess what? This just in. Now that Hobby Lobby's won, women will get birth control in exactly the same way as they did the day before.
Right.
This in no way affects women's access to these pills, to these drugs. In no way. Let me make that clear. Though the left will paint it as though you should hold on with death grip to your birth control now. What is at hand is whether the heavy hand of government can force business owners to comply with a law that goes against their religious obligation. Now, maybe there is in the future a compelling interest, governmental interest, but our laws are so great to make certain that they do that in the least restrictive way. And what the Supreme Court said yesterday is that this is not the least restrictive way to get these drugs to women. It places an undue burden on these business owners. And thankfully, we live in a land that upholds life and liberty because it did not uphold to the highest standard of the law, the highest standard to show that this was needed. It's not needed. And I'd also like to point out that women didn't ask for this. Women did not ask for these things. This is like giving candy to someone for free, and they're like, okay, great, thank you. And then pulling it away, and they go, but wait, I really, really want that candy. We didn't ask for it. We didn't want this. But Kathleen Sebelius stepped in and mandated these 20 contraceptives, and then by Hobby Lobby talking about the four, they're able to paint this as a war on women. And I was at the Supreme Court yesterday, and I will tell you, there was not one single Hobby Lobby employee there protesting against their company because they love working there. Hobby Lobby is a great company. And we need to be encouraging business owners to run great companies and not get caught up in litigation trying to deal with the administration and their crazy rules.
and that's another point I want to touch on. The fact that Hobby Lobby didn't ask for this. I mean, this is a product, in my opinion, of socialized medicine. Your freedoms will be curtailed when you get socialized medicine, period. And I was yesterday on one of those left-leaning websites. They were talking about the four potential fixes that Obama, or responses to this Supreme Court ruling from the Obama administration, none of them involved individual responsibility at all. All of them were, I think the first one was mandating that the insurance company pay for it, you know, and that would create an animus between the insurance company and the business. Another was to reword the exemption, the religious exemption, to make it stronger so that, you know, Hobby Lobby wouldn't be able to use that particular exemption anymore. And the other two were just as arcane as you want to be. I don't remember them right off the top of my head, but they, I guarantee you that they will attempt to remedy this in their opinion with some other legislation. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I think there's two sides of it. Politically, we know it's going to ripple into 2016 in the sense that now any candidate that tries to fly that banner of big government intrusion and a lack of concern for people of conviction, we can say, we fought you, we took you to the Supreme Court, and we won. You don't get to do that in this country. But on the other hand, which you pointed out so well when it comes to personal responsibility, is this is a cultural battle. So women on the other side that were there yesterday at the Supreme Court held signs that said, sex is my hobby. I'm here to lobby. Okay?
Wow.
We have a serious issue when it comes to culture and society. And this is the role of families and parents, churches, and communities in restoring dignity back into this conversation, restoring dignity back to our women and back to our men. So that we're not standing at the Supreme Court yelling about birth control and can take on some of the bigger issues facing us right now.
And that is a brilliant point, Ms. Howard. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, and I saw a lot of signs that just made me blush. But the fact that our young women in this country have been so influenced and negatively, in my opinion, that they believe that they're actually doing a sex is my hobby. Are you kidding me? I mean, when we have gone from a Judeo-Christian founding with very religious guys, faith, those founding fathers who held to their faith, you know, staunchly, and we come so far down to this, you know, sex is my hobby. Are you kidding me? That's the problem. And that is what's allowing these politicians to use our young folks as pawns. They put them in these little special victim boxes, and they bring them out whenever they want some mandate passed or some law passed or to garner votes or something like that to gin up dissent. And our young folks don't even realize it. They think it's, hey, it's freedom. No, it's not. It's hurting you in the long run. And I'll digress and give you the last word.
No, that was so well said and such a good point. I want to end on a positive note in the sense that people should be encouraged by what the Supreme Court did yesterday. You don't have to be pro-life to stand up for other people's ability to be pro-life, right? You don't
Absolutely.
Have to even really necessarily be religious to stand up for other people's ability to be religious and to have moral conviction. It is because we live in a free country that we get to have what we have, this open debate,
yes.
Right? No one is
Thank
being
you,
hurt
Ms. Howard.
Physically by a...
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key.
ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code P-L-O-W.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Love speaking with folks like Miss Howard with Concerned Women for America. I mean, just cogent and pithy, and you know, just if you want to see real women warriors, those folks, those gals over at Concerned Women for America, they're the real deal. And I guess my takeaway from the entire conversation, and that's from yesterday and today, is you have to think, I mean, you have to think that businesses don't, well, Americans don't give up their rights to religious freedoms just because they open a family-run business. I mean, they don't. And that Supreme Court ruling, in my opinion, grants family-run businesses the freedom to live and work in accordance to their moral and religious belief, without fear of punishment or retribution by our government. And I think that that is an awesome, message for Americans when you sit and you actually think about it. I think if those protesters actually sat down and thought about the ruling, it would be a good thing for them, because what they wouldn't want, you know, conservatives or you know, folks on the right side of the aisle to be able to influence, you know, via policies or laws or mandates, or whatever their whim was against their religious, liberties or freedoms, no matter what it is, Wiccan or Buddhism or, you know, Gaiaism or whatever. That's not what a free people do. That's not the way free people behave. And I also hearken back to what Reagan said, you know, he said something to the effect, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't know the exact wording, but he said, you know, a government big enough to give you everything you want is also big enough to take away everything you want. Period. So when you're getting free stuff, you got to think of that hand that's handing it to you, how much it's able to take away from you, which is why I thought the ACA was such a horrible, horrible deal. And it's based exactly on that. You're giving free stuff out. So you'll be able to, especially our federal government that has centralized so much power, the antithesis of what America was founded to be, in my humble opinion, but has centralized so much power that they're giving away all of this basically free health care, and that they will be able to micromanage it. It means that, you know, despite what those protesters think, that it's not just the woman and her doctor. It's the woman, the government, and her doctor. Another great point that Ms. Howard brought up was the fact that we have come so far in this country as to have our young girls out there lobbying for promiscuous lifestyles and, you know, stay out of my bedroom. And I look out there and I don't see the moral fiber of America, especially when you're looking at those signs. I mean, my goodness. And granted, those signs were probably pre-manufactured and handed out and that sort of thing. But I shudder to think that my daughter might be standing out there holding one of those just disgusting signs and thinking that she's doing something great for women. And they're not. And there you go. And I'm going to. If you have an iPhone right now, it's probably doing something weird, because they're doing the whole software update 7.1.2 or something or another. So bear with the folks at Apple right now. And right now, I guarantee that there are tons of folks looking at their iPhone going, what the heck is going on here? But yeah, they're doing the updates right now. So bear with them. A story close to home that I just think is funny, and I am definitely going to speak to this story, you know, in my show on the 2 to 5 Common Sense Club. So I'm perusing the in forum, and I see something that is right out of the I don't know if you watched that HBO miniseries. I think the name was Oz. It was about, you know, prison. It was all about the prison life and all of the trials and tribulations and that whole thing. So, you know, but I'm perusing through the in forum, and I see this story: Cass jail nurse under criminal investigation for sexually assaulting an inmate and bringing in contraband. Now, you read the story, it just goes from nuts to nuttier, and I guess that's a normal or nuts question for the folks out there. And they're referring to this inmate as a victim, which I'm telling you right now, I don't believe that. I don't believe that this inmate was somehow victimized by this nurse. But the fact of the matter is, According to this article, this nurse brought in contraband, tobacco, cell phones, I mean, all kinds of things. I want to know, how does that happen at Cass County? That is, I mean, if you haven't read it, go to the Inforum website and read that. And if you're tune in this evening from 2 to 5, and we're definitely going to discuss this story. It's Oz-like. So, Scott Hannon will be right back right after this break. It's been awesome sitting in, pitch hitting for What's On Your Mind. We'll be right back.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.